Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
And welcome, everyone, to our Bleacher Report. March Madness Men's Basketball, NCAA Digital, all-encompassing Top 25 Reaction. I'm Andy Katz. It is the last Monday in January. What does that mean? That means we are in February in a couple of days, and we can start using the word bubble. My unofficial rule, let's use the word bubble, beginning in February. And there are some bubble teams that have hovered in this Top 25. So let's dive right back in to the top 25, and look at this. Hey, the last couple of weeks, I've been right in sync where my Power 36 comes out hours before, and I know the AP Top 25 voting happens on Sunday night, so they're not seeing what I'm producing, which, by the way, I do produce Sunday night, gets posted Monday morning, but it's great to see. We are thinking the same. Purdue 1, Tennessee 2, and that makes a lot of sense. Now, here's where we differ again. I know the Houston fans think I'm hating. I am not hating. I just want to see a little bit more. Remember, they lost to Temple last week. They did beat Cincinnati. And they're getting still a lot of love at 22 at number three. But I put Alabama, which could be controversial, at three, not four. They did get blown out at Oklahoma. But I'm going to file that away as a bit of a just an anomaly for the Tide, as they went in the SEC Big 12 Challenge and lost. Tennessee was at home to Texas, handled them. Alabama on the road. Purdue, Zach Edey, 38 points, 13 boards, and a Sunday win over Michigan State at 19-9 earlier in the week against Michigan on the road. He is the National Player of the Year until someone knocked him off that perch. I don't see it happening. He's having a phenomenal season. He was my National Player of the Week. So a great job by Zach Edey again and the Purdue Boilermakers. This is an interesting couple weeks coming up, though. They've got, some games that potentially could push them. We'll see if they drop one game in the Big Ten. I'm actually going to be at a pair of road games for Purdue in 2 weeks' time, where they go to Northwestern on a Sunday. Not easy, the way the Wildcats are playing. And then they're going to follow that up with a road game at Maryland. So it's going to be interesting. Oh, yeah, of course, the big game this weekend for Purdue is they're at Indiana. So we could have a new number one a week from Monday. So let's look at the top 25 in its entirety here. And again, I see some similarities. Okay, first off, Arizona at number five. I pushed Arizona in my top 10. They're playing great again. Virginia, I had them, I think, in the teens. They're obviously right now, I think, even though record, not the best team in the ACC, but they're playing the best in the ACC. I like this collection of Big 12 teams where you got K-State, Kansas, Texas, Baylor, Iowa State, TCU, all in the top 15. No shock there. UCLA lost to USC badly, but I'm fine with that. And then Marquette's playing great. You got them and Xavier. I agree with that. And Providence is the three best teams in the Big East right now. St. Mary's moving way up to 18. They had a buzzer beater, Aiden Mahaney, freshman phenom. Think about this. Randy Bennett's system is not easy to learn. And Aiden Mahaney has stepped right in seamlessly as a lead guard. And being a guard at St. Mary's is very difficult. A lot of responsibilities. He's done great. Hit the buzzer beater, essentially, to beat BYU and Provo. First time in five tries that they've won there. FAU continues to win out of Conference USA. Clemson there. And I believe that logo is Indiana 21. And yes, it's a little crunched. So I had Indiana in the top 10. If you've watched Indiana, Trace Jackson Davis, that's a top 10 team lately. And we got a great showdown on Saturday between Indiana and Purdue. First of two matchups, San Diego State, Miami, not as sold on right now. And UConn. I mean, I know UConn thinks I am a hater as well in terms of their fans, but you're 5-6 in the Big East. Explain this to me. They're still ranked. Auburn lost again this week. How are you still ranked in the top 25? Head scratchers right there. Those two, maybe the last three. Scratchers, head scratchers. Get them out. Don't see it. All right. So that's my quick thoughts on, you know, where we stand on all of this, because I'm very, you know, first of all, I just think that we're going to see, some movement in the back part of the top 25, but I really like what we're seeing here in the top. And I think the number one seeds are going to come from Purdue, Alabama, Houston. Could another team get up into that four? I still think the winner of the Big 12 could push into that group, but that winner has to be a team that's going to win the league, not tie for the league, because it'd be hard to basically separate KU and K-State, so as an example. But I know they would love to be in that Kansas City regional if you can get to that Sweet 16. So we shall see. Purdue, I think, is looking like the number one overall seed, which would put them in Louisville. Tennessee, I could easily see Tennessee as a number one in New York. Houston in Vegas or Kansas City, and then Alabama or whoever else in one of the other two as well. So some notable results from the past week. Purdue winning at Michigan. Great outing for Zach Edey. Arizona got a sweep of the Washington schools, something Arizona State couldn't do. You see that result from USC. That was a real important win for the Trojans over the Bruins. Then we had the SEC Big 12 Challenge. Oklahoma gets at least on the board as a possible bubble with that win over Alabama. Rick Barnes handles his former school. Good game between Kansas and Kentucky, but there's separation there. Kansas is an elite team. Kentucky is not. Kentucky's sort of just a decent SEC team. I think they'll be in the tournament, maybe a 9-10 seed, 8, somewhere in that 7-10. We'll give them a little cushion. They could still climb up. TCU, Mississippi State. Mississippi State has fallen off the tracks. Don't necessarily see them as a tournament team, so it's a good win for them. It hurts TCU, but not obviously in the polls. Missouri, that was a big win for Missouri over Iowa State. That's a win that's really going to help them in terms of their profile. Then continuing here, we got the Creighton win over Xavier. I think that really strengthens the Blue Jays' resume. Again, West Virginia trying to climb up. They're really struggling in the Big 12, so that win over Auburn really helps their resume. Pitt over Miami. That's why, again, please explain to me why Miami is ranked. They lost to Pitt. Remember the week before they lost to Duke. I know on the road, but still. Baylor, good win over Arkansas. Arkansas is in trouble. Still think they'll make it, but way on the other side of the seed line there. Solid win for Clemson. Another road win in the ACC. And then on Sunday, 38-13 for Zach Edey in that win by Purdue over Michigan State at Mackey. And then Providence. They're beating the teams they're supposed to beat. You know, lost at Marquette, that's fine. Lost at Creighton. Be interesting when they play UConn again, but they're having just a really good season. That Big East Coach of the Year race with Shaka Smart, Ed Cooley, and Sean Miller. I don't know where to turn in that one right now. I might actually lean Shaka because I think Marquette has exceeded their expectations even more. So really significant results there. All right, so let's dive into some questions between what I'm seeing on the screen and then the chats. You know, Donovan says Marquette should be top 10. I hear you on that. I think it's legitimate that they could be. Okay, CRHE, your acronym makes no sense. You can't even say it. Purdue is overrated. Have you watched the Boilermakers? What do? They win. They win. And they have the best player in the country or the hardest player to guard. Missouri should be ranked. So, Grant, I agree with you. Again, doesn't make sense with Iowa State going down one. Keep Pounding wants to know how North Carolina's not there. I agree. I had North Carolina in my top 25. O'Brien. Oh, Clemson only wins by one at Florida State. It's a road game in league. Stop it. Stop it. You know, Brandon, the reason Bama didn't drop that far is everyone else lost. And Alabama has such a good track record this season, quality wins. It was a little, we're going to assume it was a bit of an anomaly in that out-of-league game at Oklahoma. You like Texas to 10, that's fine. I think that's a range for them. Providence, we just talked about. I agree. You know, Miami in, NC State out. If you want to swap them, fine. You know, Alex says Kansas loses, yet they move up. Well, winning at Kentucky, I think, was significant. That's why. So, yeah, Charleston. They lost and they drop out. You know, that's part of the problem when you're in a league like the Colonial and you have a loss like that. By the way, Hofstra, which beat Charleston, ending a 20-game win streak. Aaron Estrada, phenomenal game for the Pride in that win over Charleston. They also beat Elon. They're 8-2, tie with Towson, a game back at Charleston. That race for the Colonial AQ is going to be interesting. I do think Charleston gets an at-large if they lose to either one of those teams in the tournament title game and let's say have a total of three losses. You know, FAU should be higher ranked. Maybe. You know, Kentucky not ranked in the top 25. That's fair because they lost again. Do I think Marquette could finish in the top 10? Yes, they could. Creighton should be ranked. I have no problem with that. Toyo Richard, I agree. There is no reason. I'd love to hear the rationale for how UConn is still ranked. It makes no sense. No sense. Zero. Jalen Hood-Schifino is a star. He's not a rising star. I think you meant rising. Yes. Rising. Eric Holder. I don't think that's the former attorney general. Thoughts on Kent State? Well, they had a loss, and so now we'll see if they can still win the MAC. That's the question. Someone not a fan of the AP poll. Thoughts on St. Mary's? Well, my thoughts on St. Mary's are that they're winning the games on their schedule in the WCC, including road game Santa Clara, road game at BYU. Now, let's see. First game against the Zags this weekend. Julian Strother had 40-0. In a win over Portland on the road. Pilots had a lot of injuries, kind of disappointed because I thought the Pilots would be a third place team in the WCC. It's actually been LMU, which has stayed relevant after the win over Gonzaga, ending that 75-game win streak. Icy Berg wants Jalen Wilson as the National Player of the Year. I'd say he's a first-team All-American. He's not the National Player of the Year. Donovan Schneider. Who's the most entertaining team, I think, that flew by in the top 25? You know, for me, it's Arizona. If you want entertainment, it's Arizona. Look, Kirk Creasa is a player that you either love him or hate him, but you kind of can't keep your eyes off him. I don't think that's a headband. I don't know what that is, but it's something to keep some sweat off. And then... Jula Sublis and Umar Balo. I love that combination. Courtney Ramey's played really well. I just think Arizona is going to be a team that we're going to be discussing deep into March. And hey, Loch Nessie, I'm going to add K-State. I love Marquise Noel and, of course, Keontae Johnson. Big win over Florida. And by the way, check out the handshake line with Florida and K-State. best handshake line this season. As we all know, Keontae Johnson collapsed, had to be resuscitated December 12, 2020 while playing for Florida at Florida State, then was eventually cleared, but I understand why Florida didn't take him back. By the way, there was also a coaching change. And then Jerome Tang and K-State approve him. And you could see how close he is to those teammates that remain, especially like Colin Castleton. And then Duke, I'm trying to blank on Duke's last name, their trainer at Florida, but he's been there forever from Billy Donovan era. Great picture of the two of them. So just that was great to see, the handshake and everything else about it. Yes, Z Blake, has Edie pulled away for Big Ten Player of the Year, National Player of the Year? Well, Trace Jackson Davis is going to get a lot of push for Big Ten Player of the Year, but not above Zach Edie. Now, they got two matchups. I don't see how he's going to go above him because I still think Zach Edie's going to get his. But it's going to be a great game, you know, in Bloomington on Saturday. And then February 25 is the second game in West Lafayette. Again, why is Pitt there and why is Miami not Pitt? Fine. Where will Baylor be if they beat Texas? Well, they'll be ahead of Texas. And Keontae George is having a great freshman season. Is there a better team defensively in the country than Iowa State? Well, I would argue that Virginia and Houston, definitely Houston, are better defensively. And St. Mary's at 57 points a game is up there. And Rutgers when they're not playing Iowa. I always got Rutgers' number. And Indiana, yes, they're defending very well, too. Big East tournament will probably prove the best of the Big East top five teams. Yes, right now UConn's not one of them. They're in sixth. I don't even get it. I mean, Super Mario says Jerome Tang, coach of the year. I would say that Jerome Tang is going to be a finalist for sure. Could do what Tommy Lloyd did last year, where Tommy Lloyd, one and done at Arizona, was the national coach of the year. Not one and done, one year, was the national coach of the year. And so Jerome Tang could do that. I think Matt Painter could win it. Nate Oates could as well. It's going to be a good race. All right, let me shift to some upcoming games. January 30th, that is Monday. That is today when we're taping. Baylor, Texas, we just mentioned that. Great game in the Big 12. Virginia at Syracuse. Syracuse going nowhere. Virginia just trying to move up in the ACC in their seed line. All right, on Tuesday, wow, rematch K-State at Kansas. First time in overtime. 1-point win by the Wildcats at Bramlage. What a great game that was. I expect this one to be phenomenal as well. West Virginia at TCU. Be great if the Mountaineers, for their cause, if they could get another W like this one, will certainly help their projection. Eric Stevenson's playing well for the Mountaineers. Then on Wednesday, Providence at Xavier. I'm actually going to the second game in that series, March 1st. So we'll see what happens in this first one at Cintas. Penn State at Purdue. Penn State blasted Michigan. Waiting for Penn State, this is not the one. I did the game at the Palestra. They really struggled to match up with Zach Edey. I think that'll be the case again. But Penn State needs to get another win above them. They've got that road Illinois win. I think that would help their cause. They feel like, and I've said this before, you know, because of the sheer number of teams, the Big Ten had getting nine in. I think they're getting nine in again. So they had two teams in Dayton last year, in Indiana and Rutgers, and I feel like we're going to see that again this year, and I could see Penn State being one of those potentially. Now, skipping ahead to Saturday, we've got February 4th, yes, Miami at Clemson, big ACC game, Kansas at Iowa State, another monster game every time KU comes to Hilton, Auburn at Tennessee. Great game. Purdue, Indiana, phenomenal. Texas, K-State, these are all great games. Gonzaga at St. Mary's. Two games that aren't on that list right there, unless it flew past me. Carolina at Duke, obviously. That's the first of two games. John Shire's first Carolina Duke game as a head coach. And a game I'm going to be at Saturday at noon at Madison Square Garden. Michigan State taking on Rutgers. And then February 5th, Houston at Temple. Quick turnaround. Temple won at Houston. Now, okay, if the Owls get the sweep of Houston, that is going to be a monster pickup for them in terms of their resume. Massive, massive pickup. No question about it. That would be great for the Owls if they can do that. So a lot of things to look forward to in this next week. And this is also the first weekend of no football, okay? I don't even know if the Pro Bowl is happening. I could care less about the Pro Bowl. It means nothing to me. I don't think it means much to anyone else but the players. So maybe it's happening. I don't even know, and I don't care. So the fact there's no college football, there's no NFL this weekend, great games for the mainstream fan to really pay attention. And then, of course, the following weekend, yes, on that Sunday, it's Super Bowl Sunday, but then we've got, I'm trying to remember, we'll talk about next week, some great games on Saturday. So a lot to look forward to as well. A couple of very quick questions before we get out of here. The Oregon beating Arizona, should Oregon be ranked? No, but Oregon's got a big four games ahead of them that could determine whether or not they are taken seriously as a potential bid team, because they've got the Arizonas and the UCLA, USC foursome over the next 2 weeks. Tennessee by 30 over Auburn. I'm not taking that. Stop celebrating teams because they can beat Kentucky. Again, a road game. I mean, I don't understand some of these when you don't respect a road win. It's never easy. It's never, never. Let's see. Agree on Alabama's resume. Let's see. We take one more on our other chat. Here we go. Bully thinks TJD is going to school Edie. We'll see. Big Ten freshman of the year. You know, right now it's Bryce Sensabaugh, but I could see Jalen Hood-Schifino pushing him or Fletcher Lawyer. I think that race is going to be interesting. Braden Smith, also in that group, but I don't think he finishes in the top three. And the last question here, interesting one. The most dangerous dark horse in March, Duke, Carolina, or Kentucky? I'm going to go with Carolina because of experience. Armando Bacot, Leaky Black, RJ Davis, Caleb Love, Pete Nance. All those guys have played a lot of minutes of college basketball. They're experienced in the NCAA tournament. So regardless of their seed, what happens, I would feel the most comfortable of the Blue Bloods with North Carolina in terms of a team that I think could go on a nice little run in March. All right. This is great as always. I love the engagement. Purdue at the top. Big week. Will they be number one next Monday? Because they got to win in Bloomington. I say they beat Penn State at home. Do they win in Bloomington on Saturday? And if they don't, will Rick Barnes and the Tennessee Volunteers be the number one team in the country next week? Well, if they don't, I say yes, because I think Tennessee will sweep this week and remain in contention for the number one ranking and a number one seed. So it's been great to see some movement in there. I love that the AP poll agrees with me at the top. Don't agree with 23, 24, 25. Based on recent results, And Indiana at 21, get them up to the top 10. Have you watched them? They're a top 10 team. All right, as always, appreciate your engagement, checking all this out. Go to Bleacher Report, March Madness men's basketball, social media platforms, and everything on NCAA Digital. I'm Andy Katz. Thanks for watching. Talk soon.